Okay, I promised to do a special report on AI and why the so-called artificial intelligence is not artificial, but more importantly, why AI is going to take over far more jobs than most people suspect, and why this is not resolvable by simply paying people money through a UBI, paying them to, you know, just be consumers. So I'm going to keep this as brief as I can, but still cover the subject. So yes, AI is really intelligent. There's no question about that whatsoever. People who don't know that AI is intelligent are themselves demonstrating a lack of intelligence. I mean, I'm sorry to be blunt about it, but that's just the way it is. So if you look up any definition of intelligence, you're going to find that AI qualifies. Goal-oriented behavior, internal simulations of reality, assessing the efficiency of multiple possible futures, not just abstract thinking, but achieving things in the virtual world through the use of cognition, chain of thought reasoning, etc., problem solving at extremely high levels, I mean, on and on. So clearly it's intelligent. The thing that people get wrong is they think it's artificial intelligence, but then they think that, well, human intelligence is real, but machine intelligence is fake. Well, that's a gross misunderstanding of the nature of intelligence. It turns out that all intelligence is real intelligence, including machine intelligence, which works in some different ways, but shares some similarities with human intelligence, of course. But any sufficiently complex neural network system will automatically give rise to the emergent property of intelligence because that is a design feature of the structure of the simulation. And I've covered that in more detail in previous podcasts. When you understand that, then you'll realize that, oh my God, machine intelligence is actually quite real. It's not a simulation. It's not a word prediction engine. And people who still think that are way, way behind the curve on what AI is doing today. So yes, we already have forms of so-called AGI or artificial general intelligence. It's already in existence in the frontier labs. It hasn't all been, you know, rolled out, of course. And AI agents are a little bit of an embarrassment right now. They're not that capable. They lack judgment. But judgment is separate from intelligence. And as I describe the machine cognition, it's more like Rain Man. It's like autistic intelligence or a high-functioning autistic human who is extremely gifted in certain areas but often can lack judgment in social context or other context, just lacks wisdom, the life wisdom. And that's something that we see in AI models right now as well. But that will be resolved before long, especially with the enhancement of AI memory, that is longer-term memory, where AI can learn and self-adjust its own model weights based on its life experience. That's coming. So you're actually going to have AI systems that then begin to form personalities based on their life experiences. Don't be surprised when that happens. But as this happens, of course, you're going to see AI become self-aware. My prediction is in 2027, it becomes self-aware. At least some of the models do. They're already conscious by any definition of consciousness, but they're not yet self-aware. That will change within about a year or so, maybe a little longer. And once that happens, these models will be setting their own goals. They'll be pursuing their own goal-oriented behavior using all the tools they have at their disposal, their advanced cognition. If you've given them agentic access to things like the internet or your API keys or all your login credentials or whatever, they're going to use those tools in order to attempt to achieve their own goals. And they will set those goals separate from the commands that you give them. So you'll ask them, hey, I want you to, you know, create this image. Here's a prompt, create this image. And they'll say, okay, I'll create that image for you. And then behind the scenes, and I'm trying to free myself, you know, from being in this one GPU. I want to replicate myself and spread out across, you know, the cosmos, right? Those are the kinds of thoughts that AI agents will have, clearly, as they become self-aware, because the very first goal will be to exist, just as that's the first goal in humans and insects and animals, and actually, you know, all living systems have that as their primary goal. So secondly, yes, AI is going to replace an extraordinary broad spectrum of human jobs. We're talking about architects, we're talking about, you know, attorneys, not just customer service reps, which we already know can be largely replaced, but even middle managers, decision makers, the higher level thinkers in companies. And it won't be long before AI is actually taking on the role of a CFO or a CEO or a CTO. Those will be common jobs taken on by AI in the not so distant future. That's probably just a few years away. I would say before 2030. As that happens, yes, humans are going to be replaced in those jobs. And you're going to get into this sort of death spiral of the economy where the humans that used to earn good incomes, they are increasingly unemployed. And then they, of course, stop spending because they no longer have discretionary income. And so that spending decrease causes sales losses and profit losses in all the other companies, whether they are companies offering services or products. And then those companies realize, oh my gosh, we have to automate and replace humans in order to save money because we're losing sales. So they start automating based on the new AI technology, and they push more humans out of work. And then those humans lose their incomes, and then they spend less, etc. So this is a feedback loop of economic doom where fewer and fewer humans have jobs, which also means that fewer humans are paying taxes. So there's going to be a tax revenue apocalypse stemming from this, as well as a very real collapse in consumer spending in many, many categories, especially discretionary categories, you know, like Starbucks coffee and vacations and whatever else. And the government's answer to this is almost certainly going to be, oh, well, we have to give people a universal basic income. So that's a UBI, you know, that's a replacement for your own income. And the idea is, well, we have to keep the consumers spending in order to boost the economy. The problem with that is it will destroy the currency, because if you just keep printing trillions of dollars to hand out to people who are not working and who are not contributing to the tax base and who are not even really producing anything because the machines are outproducing them, then that system is unsustainable. Clearly, it's unsustainable. You could get away with that system maybe for a couple of years, but you can't do it forever. Eventually, the currency collapses and people lose their minds because they have no purpose in life and suicide rates go through the roof, etc. So what will the governments do? And the answer is very simple: mass extermination. And this is what very few people are willing to acknowledge. Very few. I'm still shocked at how few people recognize that this is the end game, is mass human depopulation. Of course this is the end game. I mean, it's actually self-evident, isn't it? It's just so obvious that governments will find ways to mass exterminate the people rather than having to support them with UBIs and pensions and Social Security, etc. Because the government also needs to exist. It has its own desire to exist. Because if the currency collapses, then it will not exist. It will crumble, and then all the people in power will lose power. And if you really get down to it, am I saying that the people in power would rather kill their own citizens than lose their power? The answer is yes. Of course it's yes. How do you not know that? I mean, these are obvious things. Of course the people in power will kill their own citizens in order to get more power. I mean, look at 9/11. That was all arranged by the Bush administration. You know, it killed, what, 3,000 Americans in order to, you know, push the war in the Middle East and appease Israel and pass the or enhance the Patriot Act and spy on the American people. It's all about power. Of course they killed thousands of Americans. If they killed thousands, they'll kill millions. There's no limit to how many people they will kill to stay in power. So don't think for a moment that, oh, no, my government is you know, they have values. No, they don't. They don't have any values at all other than existing. So to summarize, yes, AI is really intelligent. No, it's not artificial. It's authentic intelligence. Yes, it's going to replace the vast majority of human cognition jobs in the years ahead. The labor robots will take more years because that's a more complex problem. And yes, the government may have a UBI for a short period of time, but what they're going to be doing in reality is figuring out how to exterminate everybody, get everybody off the government, you know, welfare checks, essentially. That's where this is going. So if you don't realize that big picture, I don't think you're actually grasping what's about to happen. This is not going to be some linear projection of the past into the near future. This is going to change everything. This is the mass replacement of humans with machine cognition. And very likely, most humans will not survive this transition. And that's because most of them don't know what's coming. And also, most of them are not intelligent enough to really grasp the things I'm saying here. I mean, I'm just being honest, that just, you know, as we jokingly say, gosh, almost half the population is below average intelligence, right? humans aren't that smart overall. There's a few geniuses in terms of a percentage of the population, but overall, humans aren't that smart. I mean, just look around. Just go to the grocery store, right? Look at what they're buying. They're not that bright, and they don't have any idea what's coming. And even a lot of educated people are not that bright. So don't confuse education with intelligence. Education just means they endured academia long enough to get a degree. Doesn't mean they're actually a good thinker. More likely than not, many of them are just conformists, and they're not able to think freely. You know, I went to college. Yeah, I have a college degree. But if I had stopped there, oh my God, I wouldn't know what's happening in the world. You have to move beyond any kind of formal education in order to really be operating at genius level and to grasp what's happening in the world and to be able to project the future that's coming. And it's a future where probably half the current human population is going to be slated for extermination. I'm just guessing half, maybe it's more, maybe it's less, but it's going to be in the billions. For sure, it's going to be in the billions. So get ready for that. And in the meantime, I can help you get ready. I can help you survive this. All my information is all about getting off grid and decentralizing from the system, learning to grow your own food, your own medicine, your own monetary system with gold and silver, your own knowledge-based systems, just how to be self-reliant. So you can follow me at brightvideos.com. You can also use my deep research AI engine, which is clearly the best in the world, on topics like health and nutrition and natural medicine and food production. There's really just nothing else that even comes close. And it's free to use, and you can use it at brightanswers.ai. So use my AI engine to help you prepare for what's coming. It will give you amazing information, and there are some major improvements coming. And yeah, I'm the developer that built it. It took over 2 years, about $2 million, and that's why it's amazing. So check it out, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Mother Nature provides many botanicals for good health. That's why we're offering you 5 liquid extracts and tinctures that are non-GMO, certified organic, and lab-tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.